Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is 10 Dozen Minutes of Labor Management Disputes with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Hi, Mr. Skullhead, and we do have Jake on the line.
Yes, we do. Who was that song?
That was the Suicide Machines.
I see.
It's one of those punk covers that I think actually works because they went with the full string section. But, yeah.
I didn't realize it was a cover. I guess I don't know the original song.
Yeah, it's a really old country song.
The only song I know about Roses is that one with the boo boo oo oo.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
I don't even actually know that song. I've only ever heard it very horribly sung in karaoke.
Hmm. It seems like an odd song to be poorly sung at karaoke because it doesn't really have that many notes.
Yeah.
Like
well, you underestimate people's ability to make karaoke fucking terrible.
No, I don't. Ah. Yeah, so Jess had some preterm labor in the past couple of days, so we got some preterm management going on. And
I told you shouldn't have her ovaries unionize.
Yeah, well, we thought it wouldn't be a bad thing because there's just two of them, right? And there's two of us.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, so just apparently when you have contractions and you're not supposed to be having them, you go to the hospital and they give you a shot that makes you stop having them.
You mean when you aren't supposed to be having them?
Right.
Oh, I guess you said you are not.
Which would mean the same thing as you aren't.
Right. And involve just as many contractions, which is the joke that I was trying to make that clearly fell flat.
No, that was perfect. I was hoping that's where you were heading.
Anything else exciting happened to you since... It's been a long time since we did a show. It's two weeks, huh?
Yeah, it's... last week we were... Last week... What's going on last week? Frontalot show. And apparently the tiki idol that I gave Frontalot to hang around his neck was a bad idea.
So. Why is that?
Oh, yeah, the next morning they crashed their van and flipped over the trailer and...
I thought maybe like when they had the crash, the tiki idol got caught on the rear view mirror of the van and ripped out his voice box or something.
Right. And now he's MC Stephen Hawking.
I guess something good came of it or something good came in addition to it. There's apparently going to be a Phoenix show on the tour now.
Huh.
So I'm excited about that. Getting to see him play, if not hang out with him a bit.
You know, it was cool at the show. He was down Black Lotus, the guitar / bass player, and he had a new keyboardist who didn't do too much and has since quit. But so it was a really minimalist musical backing, and it really made him shine. His energy level just was through the roof. And the song sounded like substantially different from the CD, but in that kind of groovy, this is a live thing way. So,
I thought at first you said it really made him shy, not shine. Although you know, I'm not seeing I'm not seeing this alleged Phoenix show on his schedule.
Perhaps it is yet to rise from the ashes.
Yeah, I don't know. Zlai told me he told her that he was playing at the clubhouse again for whatever reason. I don't know. Now I'm less excited, and I feel stupid about the email that I sent him. Hey, I heard a rumor. Vaccinations cause autism. You want to have a beer? somebody wrote in about. No, guys, it's real. There are even some doctors that believe it,
including Dr. Ginny McCarthy, M.D.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
She has a Ph. double D.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
So what do we got on the questions page here?
Oh, there's nothing going on other than the front lot. No banter.
Oh yeah, no. I didn't mean to end the banter portion of the show early. And nothing exciting. I'm still trying to make our nursery have a ceiling and a wall and a closet. And those were all the things that the water destroyed while the roof was leaking.
I see.
The people finally came around to collect money for the roof, which was good. Because they left and I didn't hear anything from them for a week, and I was afraid that I wasn't going to have to pay for my new roof.
Yeah, gosh, because I can see how that would have been would have had you on pins and needles.
Oh yeah. Anything going on there? Have you had another trebuchet party yet?
No. The cops kind of made us feel bad about our trebucheting last time. Also, it is likely at the point where we have to really start thinking about whether we're going to do the large scale trebuchet to try to break that world record. And that was the point at which I felt that the whole thing was just going to stop. You know, I was excited to move forward with the scale model of the trebuchet because I knew that we could definitely make that happen. And, you know, we did it, and it was pretty fun, but we didn't really have... The first meeting, the first party, I guess, when we actually built the thing and fired it, we all had some homework, right? I mean, we were all going to make various different designed slings, and Hot Stuff and I were tasked with making a heavier weight for it. So we had stuff to do, and we did all that stuff and improved it, but it's... I think the scale model is about as good as it's going to get, so I don't know. We could just start firing. What I've always wanted is like a catapult that, instead of taking out the trash, it would make taking out the trash fun, right? A catapult in my backyard that would launch bags of trash down other people's chimneys.
Hmm. So like Christmas in... So you're aiming to be the Grinch of your little complex there.
Well, because I feel like it would piss somebody off if, like, just a bag of trash got thrown into their yard or, like, broken and scattered across their roof or something. But, like, if a bag of trash just fell down your chimney into your fireplace, you'd just be like, what the fuck? I don't feel like you'd be angry, though. I mean, I feel like you'd be too, like, just astonished to really have any negative feelings about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd also have to be careful not to throw away anything with my name on it.
Yeah.
Typically, at least 3/4 of my trash is just spiral-bound notebooks that I've filled up with my name written in ballpoint pen with little hearts over the eyes.
When you do that, don't you usually write my last name, though?
Yeah, that's true. Well, because, I mean, my name wouldn't have any eyes in it.
Right.
So it's really, that's the only reason I did
it
like that.
If you're writing your full name.
Yeah, my middle name has an I in it. Yeah, I almost forgot. Thank you for knowing my name better than I do.
Well, I just knew that your middle name wasn't Team. And Team is the only word in the English language that doesn't have an I in it, so...
That is true. I wasted some of this weekend playing some of the World of Warcraft expansion. And, you know, it was okay. I enjoyed it, and I'm very much not compelled to rush home and start playing again tonight, you know?
Is that Frozen Northlands?
Yeah, the thing that I was sort of more interested in was they introduced a new class that you sort of unlock... the ability to start this class at a high level by having another character at a high level.
Hmm.
So it basically allows you to start another character without having to start from the very beginning. And I was interested to see how they were going to do it. And it was very cinematic. They are getting better and better at using their tools to sort of craft the experience that the player has into something that's more interesting than just, you know, all the running that you saw and the, you know, killing 10 rats or whatever. There is certainly still that element of it, to be sure. The Penny Arcade comic about it, I feel like, was more for the sake of that being a funny joke than that being a fair commentary about what the game is actually like.
Oh, yeah.
Because, they have grown in terms of their design far more than a lot of people give them credit for. You know, I think they have evolved... to about the greatest extent you could expect them to. And everybody, prior to the expansion, all of the blogs that I read were just like, fucking World of Warcraft, fucking sucks, you know, because everybody just plays it until they get absolutely burned out on it, and then they're like, hey, this game is no good, but I'm going to keep playing it because I can't stop. I'm just going to bitch about it all the time. And, you know, when maybe what they should have done was, like, take a little break, you know, like, because I have consistently enjoyed World of Warcraft, and there have only been a couple of times when I got, like, into it to the point where I was in danger of thinking, like, I should probably be playing less World of Warcraft. I feel like, in general, I'd play twice a week for two or three hours, you know, and just not, it did not just get its claws in, into me the way that it does everybody else that I know. But, yeah, you know, it was fun. The wife and I killed some innocent citizens. The new class starts out pretty evil. Huh. And then, you know, there's a kind of a weird contrived event that makes it make sense for you to be able to be this class on the good guy side.
Hmm.
So, it gets a little strange, but you know, it was fun. It was fun seeing, you know, like they're good at what they do and seeing the fruits of a year or two of their work is yeah, it's interesting. It's nothing that shattered my world. I mean, it was no Fallout 3.
Hmm. So you're enjoying Fallout 3 still, yeah?
I finished it, and I will probably play through it again, but I haven't really. I mean, I started playing through it as like a bad guy, and I couldn't really. I don't know. Have you ever played a game where you could either be good or evil, and you tried to play evil, and then just found that it kind of made you feel icky?
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just never tried before. You know, I never got to the point where I actually played far enough into like Knights of the Old Republic that I could conceivably beat it and then start over and play bad guy. I feel like that's everybody starts out. All right, I'm going to play through it once as a good guy, and then I'm going to play through it again as a bad guy. And some people, you know, do that, and some people play through it as a good guy, then start doing it as a bad guy and lose interest. And then some people, like me, with the average game that I play, don't even get through it the first time.
Hmm.
So that kind of thing happens. But I don't know. There's still a lot of stuff. I haven't spoiled myself very thoroughly about the things that I missed in Fallout 3. So I feel like I probably have many more hours of enjoyment that I could derive from that game, but I just kind of, I don't know. I wanted to take a couple weekends to, like, clean my house instead of... Well, you know, and then it turned out I got my house clean and then just played World of Warcraft all weekend. Because I'm just really good at cleaning.
It's a little strange that you don't get that feeling of ickiness playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
The first time that I shot a cop, I was like, you know, I'm kind of done with this game.
I don't think I ever killed any cops when I was playing.
Or like
I
tend to do over if a pedestrian. Or it's almost, yeah. It's enough of that level of weirdness to run over people in Katamari Damacy and hear them scream.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I can take it.
I don't know. I don't know why I feel like it doesn't do that to me. I mean, I guess knowing that there's not really any other way to play Grand Theft Auto, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't tend to run over a lot of pedestrians, but I also didn't really care if I did. But yeah, I don't know. You know, it could be that Grand Theft Auto 4 will bother me in that regard because it's so much more realistic. But I don't know. You know, I'll probably pick it up for the PC just because I want to see what they've done with it. What's this iPhone app you guys were talking about in dev?
Apparently it turns the iPhone into a controller for this really expensive home music server thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you're especially excited about that, I guess.
Well, as I said, it turns a device I don't have into a device that I don't understand.
Well, you know, if you don't understand it, it must be bad, Mr. Scullin.
True.
No. Cubs Maniac wrote, so, ... four dots. What kind of ellipsis is that?
That's a person who doesn't understand an ellipsis and just thinks it's an arbitrary number of periods.
Box tops, he says? Yeah, the item is spindled, and we figured out what it's going to do, and I just need to draw it, yeah, for one. Let's say that I'm going to do that tomorrow. Did you write a description for it?
Yep.
Good. Okay. So, yeah, that is all that is waiting for is artwork from me, and then it'll be written. So, yeah, I am going to roll out the Basho's box top reward tomorrow. And, I'm going to put a reminder in my quest log. I don't usually talk to myself like that. How do I get to my quest log? Later on, somebody chides us for not knowing very basic things about our game, and this is probably the kind of thing that they're talking about. I can no longer give myself a reminder by typing reindeer into the quest log. do Basho's Box Top Reward on Tuesday. And then that'll be our content for this week, and we won't have to do the Underwater Zone.
Sweet.
Yeah, the Underwater Zone is basically figured out. And we've got...
are we doing my zone, or are you doing another
one? I think we're gonna do this other one just because it... That one, I think, will work better as a one-off that you actually get sent to by somebody.
Hmm.
Since it's not part of the sort of overall arc down there.
True, it's probably better to work through the quest before we get killed.
Yeah, and the way that we're doing this, not this time, but the next time, you will actually be able to complete the boot quest, and then maybe people will be like, there's going to be at least one familiar introduced in this one, so, although, you know, it's probably familiar that will only work underwater. I don't exactly know how we should do that, like, if we put a fish down there, right? Barnacle just works on land for whatever reason we decided, and the squid also does, but having fish flopping around seems... Because every time in every combat, it just reenacts the end of the video for Faith No More's epic.
Oh, that was obscure.
Yeah, comes up all the time for some reason.
Hmm.
Whenever we'd play Rock Band at my house and somebody did that song, like, Jamin will just start flopping around, being the fish. And then that got everybody else doing it, too. Parky Boy says, any plans on adding another character into the game? It's not really such that we could readily put another class into the game, and we've always said that we were not going to do that. So, I'm going to say no, we're not going to put another character class into the game. Lord Derby says, have you considered adding a special Crimbo package to the gift shop during the month of December? We have considered that a bunch of times, and then we've never ended up doing it. Or have we?
I think we generally provide a discount or something happens with gift packages on... Not during December, maybe, but on Crimbo? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a... That we don't have, like, a... Yeah, there's not in here a list of... Although, wait, there are some other... I don't even know what this list of boxes is all about, because it doesn't have everything in it.
You're looking at the wiki?
No, I'm looking at the code for the gift shop. I guess we never did do a Crimbo present package, and so, I don't know.
We did always intend to, so maybe we will.
Yeah, having another package that, although it is, as I recall, such a fucking hassle to add another package to that thing, but yeah, I'll see what I can do. Gift shop is a goddamn thorn in my side, man. Gift shop and custom avatars, custom outfits. Well, custom avatars, too. The three biggest thorns in my side are the gift shop, custom avatars, and custom outfits.
Amongst our thorns are...
Thorns are the barbarian. IRM says, so you've been playing Paradox the Musical. What do you think of it? It's interesting to see. Have you checked that game out at all?
No. What is that game?
It's a loathing like, I guess, if there is such a thing. It's interesting. There is not nearly as much. It seems there's not nearly as much content to it as I would like. But it's like they just haven't really put in most of the sort of content structure of the game yet. But the interface, it feels like an interface that was made by somebody who played KOL and Secret Society Wars and kind of hybridized them. For my tastes, it's a little cluttered. Like, when you go to equip things, it gives you, by default, like, a set of drop-downs where you can equip a bunch of gear at once and that kind of thing. You know, the kind of stuff that I am sure experienced KOL players would really like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's got an interesting, pretty well-developed tutorial. I feel like it does a better job with its tutorial than we do. It's thematically a little... I don't exactly know where it's going. Seems to kind of be set in the real world. You're beating up joggers.
Oh, right.
For part of the time. So, giant, very anti Jago version of the real world.
So the real world.
I guess so. I thought Jogger. Yeah, fuck those guys. I wonder if I see a Jogger in Arizona. I don't think, oh, that jerk. I think, oh, that poor crazy bastard. Anywhere else, I think they're jerks, though. I've apparently decided to actually stick to this biking to work thing. I did so today for the fourth time, and presumably if I want to go home, I have to ride back. It's surprising how much easier it got, how quickly it got easier. Because I was pretty well fucking beat when I got here the first time I did it, and then especially when I got home. That's what
4 miles?
7.
Round trip or one way?
One way.
That's a long ass bike ride.
Yeah. It's like about 45 minutes. Depending on how many stoplights I hit, because that can add up to like 10 minutes or whatever. But it tends to be about a 45 minute ride. And I didn't feel like the first time, like, it had been probably 10 years since I sustained any kind of aerobic effort for 45 minutes. Anything more strenuous than... I guess riding a bicycle was probably less strenuous than walking, so that's probably not true. Oh, I don't know. It gets you further. Yeah, I don't know, man. But, again, I'll swear by a $100 bicycle from Target. Gets me from point A to point B.
I'm glad to hear that you're also a fan of the $100 bicycle from Target. Although I usually go for the $80 bicycle from Target, and I think the next time I get one, it's going to have to be the $100.
Yeah. I got not the nicest bike that they had at Target, but not the cheapest one they had either. And it was a little frustrating because the first one I bought immediately got stolen.
Wow. That's why you don't get the $1,500.
Yeah, no shit, man. It was when I lived at my old place. I mean, it would have been a big pain in the ass. Like, now I just keep it in the garage, and when I come to the office, I keep it in the back bedroom, so there's no way that it's going to get stolen right out from under me. But we were home, and somebody just walked up to the front porch where it was chained to one of the, like, posts that held the patio roof up and just cut the chain and rode off on the bike. Stole mine, left my wife's just sitting there. So I guess I could have just ridden a girl bike, but...
But there are fates worse than not riding a bike.
Well, sure.
And that's riding a girl bike.
Yeah. So that's how I feel about Paradox the Musical. Angry Ranting Bob says, it seems like the wheel adventure in the middle chamber comes up a lot, even with combat modifiers. Stick an ignore on it for 10 turns, like the market and the tires. Yeah, you know, I feel like... Probably anything that's going to happen where people are spending a lot of turns, they're eventually going to ask me to do this. And since I have now given 3 inches, I might as well sign up for the mile. Son of Radio to do. Boy, I developed kind of a splitting headache just in time for the radio show.
Yeah, maybe I should start holding my end up more.
Yeah.
See, where were we?
Like, with your face down, because that's the way I like it.
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
Avangian Q says, can anyone use a depleted Grimacite hammer to make depleted Grimacite items, or do you need the plans to make the items? You need the plans to make the items. You need the hammers to make the items. We're trying a grand economic experiment. I was pleased to see that yesterday, 3 of the 6 winners bought 100 or fewer tickets. So, it's getting... easier and easier to get these things that everybody's so pissed off at us that they're so hard to get. So, I have faith that probably if you bought 100 tickets a day for a month, you would probably win one of these. I have no idea if that's true or not. But there are a lot fewer people playing the raffle than there were in the days when it came out, so it's going to become less and less of one of those things that favors the rich, you know. The rich get richer.
Actually, in our game, the rich get richered.
That's true.
Nobody's sure why. Yeah, I have a feeling that some of the people complaining about the lottery don't quite know how math works, and are the same people talking about ways that you can cheat the MMG.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Weird. I'm watching this entire conversation going on between Geff and C.D. Moyer in my Gmail notification without me even doing anything. Everybody Dance Now says, for Chicken Company, can you make it so you can play the MMG while trapped in the chum cage? I don't think that I'm ready to violate that particular narrative. You could sit there and while the time away imagining that you're playing the MMG. Like, you could just keep flipping a coin and occasionally punching yourself in the balls.
I think it would be funny to allow somebody to play the MMG and have them only win. And once they get out of the cage, like, wow, you had some crazy hallucinations while you were in the cage.
And that'd be pretty funny.
Reset their meat. Or maybe they instead of betting, they're actually just throwing their meat into the sewer.
Ah, that'd be great.
People would love that. People like that kind of verisimilitude.
Yeah.
People like it when I say verisimilitude.
Yeah. There was a... I picked up this PDF of a caveman tabletop role-playing game that I thought looked kind of funny. And the cavemen only have, like, 12 words, and one of them is verisimilitude. I understand, like, the definition of verisimilitude is, like, you know, being like reality.
Real-seeming, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, you use it in a sentence.
The actor portrayed Barack Obama with uncanny verisimilitude.
Okay. So, I mean, could you say then, if we made it so every 100 turns you had to spend a turn going to the bathroom, we would be lending verisimilitude to Kingdom of Loathing?
Yes.
Okay. So verisimilitude is an awesome thing that we should lend as much of as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we need, pooping and shitting and peeing and pissing in our game, depending on how vulgar people feel like being.
Right, whether they have the profanity filter turned on or not.
Right.
Oh. Lord Stefano says, Mr. Claw Edition, stuffed chubby bunny, please? I don't understand what that means.
You know, we almost ended up with a chubby bunny familiar this time around for the Mr. Store familiar, but that was more out of desperation than any desire to have one.
What's a chubby bunny? I understand what the words mean, but...
It's the game where you shove marshmallows in your mouth and try to say chubby bunny, and then you shove some more marshmallows in your mouth and try to say chubby bunny, and and eventually someone chokes and dies.
I see.
Is that what usually happens?
Like, eventually someone chokes you for playing such a stupid game?
Right. Well, I mean, it's a game that you play at summer camp, you know. It's not like a game that you play on the competitive circuit.
Right. It's not, like, televised. People training. People from the Blue Man Group would be probably really good at that.
Probably.
Well, they'd be good at having a lot of marshmallows in their mouth. They probably wouldn't be very good at talking. Have you ever seen the Blue Man Group?
I have not. I've only seen them in, you know, like 30-second spots.
We did that the last time we were in Vegas, and it was fucking awesome. Like, I would not have probably said that any of the other shows that I've seen... Well, Penn and Teller was good. I've seen three, like, shows in Vegas. I saw that Cirque du Soleil, the water one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that was, like, you know, it was kind of neat, but I wouldn't have certainly paid what the people paid for the seats. And Penn and Teller were pretty funny, but I feel like I had seen everything that they had done before, which must mean that they're just doing the same show that they were doing 10 years ago that I saw televised or something. But Blue Man Group was awesome. Made me happy. And hardly anything makes me happy, Mr. Skullhead.
Oh, yeah.
Usually the best I can hope for is to stave off the malaise long enough for me to chuckle at something. Very little energy. But this actually made me happy.
Instead of just lethargically cynical?
It was a magic place.
Hmm, that's lovely.
Easter says, can you make the displaced fish a combat item underwater so that we can put them back in the sea? That's funny.
True.
You just gain karma. Bertofsky says, some people say the mall is the game, but I say the chat is the game, because I toiled away at this game for 6 months and almost gave it up forever, never utilizing chat, and then as a last resort entered newbie and asked a few questions. Of course, I never go into newbie anymore. Gross. Easter says, can we use the shark tooth to get the effect bloody hand? No, it's not that kind of shark tooth.
Yeah. Oh, also, I've been hanging out in Normal, actually, recently, which has been kind of creepy. Because people are... Harem's gone comatose.
Oh, yeah. And just the lack of fresh blood.
Yeah, and nobody's talking in there, so I figured it must be because there's nothing to talk about. So I said,
When you get that many women in one place, the fresh blood tends to become cyclical.
That's weird. I had noticed that every 28 days, and this chat was just gushing.
Oh, boy.
With words from people.
Right. Yeah.
Just saying.
Moob says, suggestion for the afterlife. On a subsequent visit, a player can receive different messages from their elders, mostly words of disappointment and heaps of sarcasm, like leaving messages for your next incarnation.
Hmm.
You could write something on a whiteboard. They probably use chalkboards in heaven.
I don't know.
The chalk dust falls and you don't have to clean it up because it looks just like the clouds.
Well, I thought that you were going to say, like, the chalk dust falls and becomes snow.
Oh.
And then God goes bowling and makes a thunderstorm. And
right.
That kind of stuff.
Right. Because usually what happens in a thunderstorm is giant bowling pins fall from the sky and just destroy our cities.
If only. If only.
Look, he mighty in despair. That was what happened to Babel, right? Like, he wasn't actually pissed. He just had a gutter ball.
Pretty much.
Knocked off the tower, yeah. Easter says, using 4 fake hands and an inkwell make you swim better underwater and give you an octopus avatar? That's kind of funny. I should make the inkwell do something different underwater. Yikes!
I hate the internet.
Me too. But only when you're using it.
Oh, fail. Delicious, delicious fail.
What were you trying to look at? Techno porn?
Yeah, dude, techno porn. No, I was looking at Snopes and I got a pop-up that made noise.
Huh. I don't know what the hell. That sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe you have some spywares.
No, I don't think I do, but I have noticed my hard drive is just randomly filling up. Like, I keep having to clear space on it, and I haven't been downloading anything.
Maybe somebody else is using your computer to download lots and lots of porn. Hmm. Is that the same computer you were using here? Because I installed a VNC client on it so that I could use your computer to download porn.
Oh, I see. No.
Because mine was filling up, and I still, like, accidentally use yours every once in a while. Jedi Fan says, do you have any idea when you plan to roll out content for Heartbreakers Hotel in Hades? And do you think it would be possible to include something about the Demon Murphy? I don't know about the Demon Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think I know about the Demon Murphy either.
Maybe Murphy of Murphy's Law? Or of Murphy Brown fame?
Maybe that's Murphy the Brown. Same Murphy. Yeah, that's Could how be. The magic happens, kids.
Murphy Brown sold her soul to become a better political journalist. And oh man, there is this this interview that somebody linked to on Metafilter, I guess. You should look on YouTube when you get a chance. It's like maybe a 20-minute interview where Mike Wallace interviews Rod Serling, like right before the first season of The Twilight Zone aired. It's really fat. Like those guys are both really fucking smart, and it's weird to see. I don't know why this strikes me. It's weird to see something from like 50 years ago where there were just, you know, people that just seem like normal people talking. Yeah, that's right. It was fascinating. They're both very well spoken, very, very articulate. And my wife pointed out that Rod Serling and MC Frontalot look a lot alike.
You think so?
Well, watch them talk, and I think you'll see, because I can see what she means. If you actually watch his face when he talks, like, yeah, he has the same kind of face. Obviously, different haircut. Somewhat different voice. Missing No says, why no mist weapon to fold your sticker sword into? Why no mist weapon to fold your sticker sword into? And I said, why'd you say it twice? And Missing No said, I didn't.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Because part of the deal when we rolled it out was that we were going to separate that whole mist weapon, or we were gonna banish that mist weapon thing to the let's pretend this never happened zone that it should have started in, although I guess we wouldn't have been pretending if we had started out that way, which that finally rolled out today. Actually, I accidentally rolled part of it out before the weekend because I fucked up. Now I fucked up. So there's no longer any such thing as missed weapons. They don't get their own inventory section, and anything that, because you always used muscle to hit with them, so it didn't make any sense to separate them out. All it did was make it so you couldn't, like, you know, I kind of like the idea of a Gandalf-style Postomancer with dual-wield permed to be able to have a chef staff in one hand and, like, a sword in the other hand.
Mm-hmm. So, going all Gandalf.
Yeah, so that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Like with Glamdring.
Well, I didn't hear the Glamdring part. Well, I think I would have remembered.
I didn't say Glamdring until just now, but I did say Gandalf. Quick nerd quiz. What's Gandalf's horse name? Horse's name.
It's not Gandalf's horse. But
what color was Gandalf's white horse?
The days when that was the controversy that we had to deal with in game. Like, the biggest complaint about the game on the forums was that there's technically no such thing as a white horse.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of compiling a list of ways you know you're about to say something douchey. And if your sentence is going to begin with the word technically, then...
You think that always means you're going to sound douchey?
That's a warning. That's kind of a warning beacon. Like, if you're about to refer to something that you own by its brand name instead of the type of device it is,
mm-hmm.
Like, dude, we can take my car. Dude, we can take my Prius. Let me give you a call on my phone. Let me give you a call on my iPhone.
Okay, I can see that. Although, I mean, sometimes, like, oh, I'll TiVo it.
Oh, no, there are.
I think I sound like an asshole when I talk about my DVR. I wish there was a better name for that, you know. But
you could call it a VCR, and then somebody will go, well, technically VCR stands for video cassette recorder, and there's no cassette, and then you could just punch them in the nuts.
I guess the only time I ever use technically is when I'm making fun of somebody who would say something like that. So, Missing No also says, if a sword isn't equipped, do the 20 turns of stickers applied to it stop counting down until I re-equip it? Yes, those things only attack, they only tack ometer up. They only odo meet after combats where you have the thing equipped. A deadhead says, I want my briny deeps with a vengeance. So there's apparently some new fucking The Fast and the Furious movie, and based on the preview, I do not know what the title of the movie is.
It's not Four Fast, Four Furious?
No. No, I'm going to look this up, because I don't think, like, what it seemed like the title was, I don't think it's possible that that's the actual title. So there's The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, but, yeah, no mention of this movie that I...
Yeah, there is a sequel to The Fast and the Furious in the works. I can't remember what they were calling it, though.
Right. What is it? This has got, like, a movie connections? Yeah, movie connections on IMDb. Fast and Furious is the name of it.
Uh-huh. So they figured that what made the first... The only thing that they needed to really change from the first movie is it had too many articles in the title?
Yeah. Gotcha. Although, when I saw it, I thought that it was going to be like a Chronicles of Riddick prequel or something, because what it looked like, it looked like this, like, post-apocalyptic thing, right?
Hmm.
Because it started out, like, you know, Venezuela, gasoline tanker train, street value, $14 million, and I'm like, okay, is this some sort of dystopian future where gasoline is really expensive, or does that much gasoline just cost $14 million, and that doesn't seem, you know, that should seem reasonable, but doesn't. So I was like, huh, is this some kind of post-apocalyptic movie, because it seems to be some people stealing some gasoline, and then it showed Vin Diesel, and I'm like, huh, is that Riddick stealing some gasoline? And then no, it turns out it's a Fast and Furious. It's Fast and Furious. I saw the Fast and the Furious in the theater.
That's sad.
Well, it came out that year. I saw every movie.
Hmm.
To be fair, I also saw Super Troopers in the theater, which most people cannot say.
True.
So I'm willing to admit that I saw the Fast and the Furious in the theater. Well, it wasn't that bad.
I was kind of warned off it before it came out, I guess.
Yeah.
Since then, I've seen another movie with that dude in it, Paul Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And he really makes Keanu Reeves look like Patrick Stewart.
Huh.
He is the single most horrible actor of our generation, and I am including you or I, should we try to have a career in film.
You never know. We might be good actors. You have some acting experience.
I know that I'm not a good actor, yeah.
are you sure? You don't think you did a good job in the high school plays?
No, I think that I was a good singer who... I could do the kind of acting that, you know, will pass in a high school play, where you can just kind of be ridiculous and overact and nobody cares.
I see.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with you when you and Will came out on stage at 60s Day to sing. Like, I was, you know, the song, like, whatever, you know, you played that song. I'd probably heard you play it before.
Yeah.
But you actually came out and, like, were, like, yelling at the crowd and being all showman-y, and I'm like, wow, that doesn't seem like that dude I know.
Wow, see, I thought you were going to say, and I enjoyed it when you sang, and then I was going to say, and that was the last time.
Oh, I mean, I don't, like, you know, so if you sing a good song, I can enjoy that. I honestly, I don't
know.
So I'm
the I'm the good piano man?
Yeah. It's like, you don't usually sing Billy Joel at karaoke, do you? I thought that was that other dude who only sings Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, and it turns out that dude is gay.
Yeah, didn't we have this discussion where I was like, that dude's gay, and then you were like, no way?
Yeah, I had seen him be all into chicks. Apparently he's bi, but the kind of bi that's currently dating a dude and has no plans to date any other women.
I mean, I think the kind of bi you are when you're a guy is gay. Like, I don't believe in the bisexual male.
Hmm. I believe in the bisexual female. I want to believe in the bisexual.
Yeah. No, I mean, sure. Yeah. Women, you know, it is said, are a lot more fluid about that kind of thing. I don't care how many women you fuck. If you fuck a dude, you're gay.
Right. So most straight women are actually gay?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't count for women.
No, gotcha. Yeah.
If you're a woman and you fuck a dude, you're a whore.
Right.
One time, Nightmare and I were talking, and I said something about some bitch, and my wife said, "Are all women bitches to you?" And Nightmare and I at the same time said, "Nope, some of them are whores."
Wow.
And that's why I love Nightmare, and my wife hates it when Nightmare is in town. He's like all the worst parts of me, and just a giant, sort of like a Tesla coil for those parts. Good old Nightmare. Speaking of gay, he sent us this postcard once. We've seen it. Apparently, there is some geographical feature in New England called Gay Head.
Yes,
that's great.
We should just do a tour. We could hit up Gay Head and Bone Lick and Bong State Park.
Yeah. There's a town near where I grew up called Dix.
And fucking. I think fucking is in Germany.
I think it's in Austria, actually. that's gonna add some miles onto that trip. Eric Wan says, "How about if the most hungover players got a different fumble message? Like, you're still reeling from your headache, you lose XHP, but have it not actually affect fumble chance. Making it seem like being hungover or drunk affected fumble chance, but it doesn't actually, would be kind of clever."
That would be the right kind of dick move.
Princess Avriella says, "I won't be able to listen to the show, but why is it that the Black Knight yields drops of an outfit, black armaments, but the White Knight of Whitey's Grove does not yield an outfit?" Well, we didn't feel like it would be okay in the same way that it's okay for there to be a Black History Month, but not a White History Month, you know? Like, really, every other outfit in the game is a white outfit. You're just going to let me swing on this one, huh?
Yep. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Yeah. Toaster Muffin says, the Plus Adventure watches, I'll say, cannot equip more than one of this item at a time. However, do the Plus Adventures from different watch types stack, or can you only wear one watch type? Anything that is a watch, narratively, you only get the benefit from the best watch that you are wearing. Because, theoretically, the way that they give you adventures is by getting you places more and more on time. And, it's not like wearing two watches makes you better at getting places on time. A better watch makes you better. Like, really, that's the more expensive. This is a life lesson for the real world, kids. The more expensive your watch, the better a person you are.
Oh, okay.
I don't wear a watch.
Now, I keep intending to wear a watch, but since the battery in my last watch died, I haven't. Like, it's useful for when you're flying, and you're not allowed to have your cell phone on, and you fall asleep and aren't sure if it's been 5 minutes or 50, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. I find that having an iPhone, which has a little airplane mode, is also good for that.
So if somebody asks you what time it is, you go, let me check my iPhone.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like me to do? Because my iPhone can do anything.
It can become a Sonos controller.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious as to what a Sonos is. My wife and I were seriously tossing around the idea of getting rid of cable and just buying something that would allow us to send video output from the computer to a TV. Because we have cable and we just almost never use it, and we basically never use it for anything that we could not now watch online if we wanted to. And so. It felt like, and plus, I want to be one of the. This is another way that you can tell if you're about to be a douche. If you say, "Yeah, I don't even have cable," or "I don't own a TV."
I don't own a TV is worse. You can not have cable, because if everyone's just going to assume that you don't have cable because you're streaming everything through your computer.
Yeah,
I do think that once we get the new TV, I'll probably just invest in a little like Windows Media Box.
Yeah, I don't know what they're. Maybe somebody who's listening to the radio knows what kind of options. What I would really prefer is just something that just let me send the contents of my monitor to a box that then wirelessly sent it to a television.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is what I would like. A really really long VGA cable would work for upstairs, but it would be kind of a pain in the ass. So we went the entire summer, the entire scorpion season, without seeing any scorpions, and then there have been three, full-size adult scorpions in the house in the last, week.
Hmm.
I don't know what the fuck. I'm a lot less scared of them than I used to be, at least.
They're just
slain so many that...
And they're just trying to lure you into a false sense of security.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, you're not that scary, and then they'll jump down your throat and fuck you.
Hundreds of them. It'll be like the cockroaches in Creepshow.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Grant says, I adventured for eons and bought the new eelskin hat and ganger bandana in the mall, placed them on my hat rack, and nothing. Is a hat rack effect ever going to exist for these items, or should I just put them back in the mall? Yeah, I'm guessing it was not too long after the 13th that I finally got around to putting those on there. There was some miscommunication. I think me and Mr. Skullhead and Hot Stuff all thought a different person was going to do that, and none of us was correct. Clearly.
I will get on that.
No, I did it
sometime this week. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Different the Drunken Gale says, are there really Ikrit KOLCon orgies? I'm assuming you mean secret KOLCon orgies, and no, there are not, because they are secret.
I was assuming that he meant Egret KOLCon orgies, and as far as I know, yes.
Or Ekru KOLCon orgies.
The Egrets really get busy. Our
orgies tend to be of the sort of mauve.
No.
I don't know what color Ekru is.
It's like an off-white.
I see.
I've been painting a lot of rooms of my house. That's the only reason I know that. But no, there are egret orgies. That's why you hear me say egrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
Right.
Moving on.
Yeah, but are you sure that isn't just because you are gay and constantly singing Billy Joel songs?
That's a Frank Sinatra song, motherfucker.
Nobody's straighter
than Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, I can't.
Except Billy Joel, who was banging Christie Brinkley for years.
Yeah. Let me just say that the one on his face was not the only beard he had. Catatonic Monkey says, please fix the Grimacite stuff. I keep hoping to get a big adventure infusion, but it keeps not happening. Quit dashing my hopes. Yeah, and again, sorry about that. That was one of those things where every day I looked at the code and I'm like, this should be fucking working. And I would add some, like, you know, debugging information. I'd be like, yep, this should totally be working. And I had just missed this obvious typo that had been cut and pasted across every single query that did that stuff. Anyway, that is fixed now. Dungy says, the moral of the story is you have a fat ass. I don't know what that's in reference to, but yes, that is the moral of every story.
Hmm. That you have a fat ass?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the listener and whoever. The listener and the teller of the story.
Yeah. Everybody.
It's the thing about the whole, you know, modern American diet. You know, everyone has a fat ass.
It's the universal fat ass.
Yeah. Did you still need your extended music break to get your things taken care of, or if not, should we at least take our normal music break?
Oh, I never needed an extended music.
Oh, you were just saying that you definitely needed the regular music break? Or, I don't know. I don't fucking know, man.
Before the show started, I was saying that we needed to start the show late so that I could have time to eat dinner.
But, I see.
Did you eat dinner? Yeah, I did. And it
What'd you have?
We had breakfast for dinner, and pancakes and bacon and eggs.
Really?
And they were delicious.
I don't like pancakes.
No, but the bacon, man, the bacon at the farmer's market here is just like thick slabs of meat that turns into beautiful, divine deliciousness. And good stuff.
That's cool. I've been enjoying the shit out of our grass-fed big chunk of cow.
Mm.
Had some hamburgers, and I deliberately made it as simple as possible because I really wanted to. I really wanted to just taste and enjoy the beef, and it was fucking phenomenal. Just a giant hamburger with a single slice of cheese and some mustard, a bun, and god damn, that was a good hamburger. My wife made it on the George Foreman grill. Yeah. All right, I have to pee, though, so we should take a music
break.
Okay,
we're doing it. Here we go.
Into pieces, this is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cause I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Nothing's alright, nothing is fine. I'm running and I'm crying. Wake up, wake up. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. I deserve to fade away to shake up. Wipe your fingers, teeth upon the table. Here you go, create another fable. You want it? Grab a brush and put a little makeup. You want it? I deserve to fade away to shake up. You want it? Wipe your fingers, upon the table. You want it? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die, 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 die. Hey! I'm gonna get free. I'm gonna get free. I'm gonna get free. Right into the sun. She never loved me. She never loved me. She never loved me. Why should anyone? Come here, come here, come here. I'll take your photo for you. Come here, come here, come here. Drive you around the corner. Come here, come here, come here. And now you're really out of. Come here, come here, come here. I'll move out to California. Do what I want. Cause I can. If I don't, because I wanna. Be ignored by the stiff and the bored. Because I'm gonna. Hate to say I told you so. Alright. Do believe I told you so. Now it's all out on you. Cause I wanted to. Fell in love with a girl. I fell in love at once and almost completely. She's in love with the world.
once before, but it bears repeating now. Last night, she said,
"Oh,
baby, don't you feel so down?
Feel so down
when you turn me on?
Turn me on
when I feel left out." So I,
what you do?
Well, I turned around.
Right around.
Oh, baby, gonna be all right.
Be all right.
It was a great big lie.
Big old lie.
'Cause I left that night.
Yeah.
Ooh, ah, ah, ah.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. Set up, jump the boogie. Follow at the bottom, bang the dang, diggy diggy diggy. Set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
We are the youth of the nation. Hey! I'm Slim Shady, I'm the real Shady. All you want is Slim Shady, but just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Quicker than a ray of light.
baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye.
There's lots of pretty, pretty ones that want to get you high. But all the pretty, pretty ones will leave you low and blow your mind. We're all stars now in the dope show. We're all stars now in the dope show.
I smell such a candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting TV stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, Mama, this surely is closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I don't know you anything.
that was indeed a good decision.
Yeah, those are... I don't know what it is about those that makes me like them so much.
I don't know. I get the same thing out of them that I get out of a good punk cover tune, I guess. But occasionally I feel like it improves on the original. I don't know. Did you ever listen to any, like, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes?
Well, yeah, a couple. Couple songs.
Because there are some of theirs that they redeem songs that I don't particularly care for and turn them into awesome. Like, they did R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly and just turned it into this fantastic song.
You know, the Travis cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time kind of did that, and in a way that made me kind of like the original.
I think it just made me realize that there was a song there.
Yeah.
It does kind of have an unusual chord progression, and the way that it's written is kind of interesting. The lyrics aren't, but
yeah,
the rest of it, I think it's...
At the same time, the lyrics are not that bad.
Oh, no, they're not like Nickelback level or Hoobastank level.
Oh, come on. Nickelback rules.
Yeah. They rule the land of ass.
It's like the land of Dairy Queen, only...
with their sphincter scepter.
The chocolate is a very different consistency.
Have you seen Zach and Mary Make a Porno yet?
I have not.
You should really take some time off work and go see it. Because it's awesome.
Is it out in the theater?
Yeah.
Still?
No, it's playing in laundromats.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, asshole.
I'm sorry, but whenever I see one of those trailers, the super dramatic trailer that ends with, "Only in theaters." It's like, shit, I was going to go watch it at the laundromat.
Right.
So yeah, that really wasn't reacting to you. It was reacting to that. Yeah. To
no, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, anytime anybody asks, you know, where's the ice, I say, it's in the oven.
Hmm.
You know, or really anything that is obviously in the freezer. Valman Uni wrote, new issue of Ender's Game comic coming out next Wednesday. Excited? I'm too irresponsible to read comics as they come out. I can't... This is messed up. I cannot get myself to go to the comic shop once a week. And if I'm not going once a week, I might as well go once every 6 months and just buy the stuff that I like in a collection.
Yeah.
Which is basically what I've been doing lately. I got the Gunslinger thing. I'd been buying the Tron 2.0 as they came out, but, you know, luckily they come out once every 6 months. Or whatever. And I don't even know if it's called it. I think the comic... pardon me, Frog. I'd like to get past you into my throat now. I don't know if the comic's actually just called Tron, I think. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll eventually read the Ender's Game comic, I guess.
That's the problem.
Grove Stone's... sorry, go on.
That's the problem with the independent comics, is you never know when another one's going to come out. Like, I have a pretty good setup now where I can go to Comic-Con every year and get the trade paperback or two of the previous year's comic books that I intended to read.
Yeah.
But there's this, like, spinoff of Alice in Wonderland, I guess, that... It has some interesting artwork and kind of a groovy story, but it is just glacially paced. And so far, like, we got into it the first year that we all went to Comic-Con. So what, 3 years ago?
What's it called?
And there are 6 issues out. I think it's just called Alice in Wonderland. Might be called something else, but it's mainly about Mary Ann.
I don't know who that is.
The rabbit's maid that... for whom he keeps mistaking Alice.
I see.
But it's really neat. It's just in the past 3 years, he's come out with, I think, 6 issues.
Sparemeister says, the hat on dick joke was from The Man with Two Brains with Steve Martin. Okay.
He was also in some cowboy movie with Matthew McConaughey, or Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. That's the one I'm thinking of.
And that
what
was
that?
I don't know. Woody Harrelson as a cowboy. I think I only saw that scene in the trailer. I don't think I ever saw the film.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look up Woody Harrelson and see what kind of cowboy movies he did with an erection. Do you think Woody Harrelson is cool?
Sort of.
No, I mean, I'm saying, would you, because John Goodman is probably pretty cool, right?
Right. Yeah, I would hang out with
George Clooney is probably pretty cool. Do you get that sense from Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, I'd hang out with Woody Harrelson. He'd probably smoke you up, you know.
You think, is he a stoner kind of guy?
He's the guy who wears the suit made out of hemp.
I see. He was in a movie called The Cowboy Way, and
that's
the cowboy way of holding a cat holding a hat up with your erection. That got a lot easier, but a lot weirder.
Don't try this at home. Yeah, that totally was The Cowboy Way.
Okay. Thrower of Stone says, possibility of a zone called the Meat Sink in which enemies steal meat instead of dealing damage. I saw that post in the forums. That's actually kind of a clever idea. The idea was like the monsters would get progressively harder and harder, and when they hit you, they stole meat, and if you didn't have the meat, they just beat you up and kicked you out of the zone and took away all the drops that you would have gotten.
Huh.
And like the longer you stay in there, the better chance you have of getting good drops.
That's kind of interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Madison14 says, now that you've successfully made a sticker tome, it doesn't seem much more difficult to implement your charm bracelet idea that you discussed months ago. Any chance of an upgrade? No, I think it's probably unnecessary. Of the Hill People says, hey, Jake and Company, now that we have a water area, will there ever be a vacation in a yellow submarine? I don't know. The town where I was born was full of them.
Seems like we all lived in one.
Yeah. Or Dot Galactics. We all live at Denny's Circle K.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
I think for song lyrics that don't make any sense from Dot Galactic, I'll take It's the End of My Jode, Call Me Chunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that might have been Greg.
Huh.
Not Dot Galactic.
The one friend of yours that has an actual name.
Yeah, right. He was Bjorn, thus creating a lot of confusion with you.
And a lot of animosity.
I guess so.
I was slightly annoyed by that. It's like, dude, I already had Mighty Bjorn as an account, and I'm Mighty Bjorn everywhere, and now I'm going to have to be Mr. Skullhead, some Animaniacs character, and that's never going to stick.
I thought he made Bjorn before you made Mighty Bjorn. He did make Bjorn before you made Mighty Bjorn.
Mighty Bjorn's number 13. What number was Bjorn?
Bjorn was number 11, I think. And Mighty Bjorn was, like, Mr. Skullhead became 13, but I put it there. Mighty Bjorn was, like, 688.
Mighty Bjorn was 13 to begin with.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mighty Bjorn was 13 and Skullhead was 688. And you changed Skullhead to 13. Bjorn was 11, so... Yeah, he was, like, a day earlier than I was, but goddammit, he knew that I was Mighty Bjorn.
Yeah, I don't know that that's true.
I was Bjorn the Mighty on asymmetric.net, and we were both submitting to that.
Oh, right. No, that's true. That's true.
I'm just saying.
Alibit15 wrote that the There Goes Fritz is the Yodel Adventure in the Esplanade. Yeah, it wasn't about... It was a reference to the Mountain Climber game on... The Price is Right. not anything about World War II. World War I, I guess. What's the story? You would remember this because you wrote it. You assassinate the goldfish, Franz Ferdinand. What's the hippie one? You like kill somebody's ferret.
Right. You accidentally kill the ferret.
Does the ferret have a name?
That tied the room together. I don't think so. There wasn't an. I don't think there was another assassination joke that I could come up with.
Okay. Sir John the Great says, was Caveman the Ringo Starr movie you were thinking of? Well, probably. I can't imagine there's more than one Ringo Starr Caveman movie.
Tonga Nala Tonga. That is a fantastic movie. Actually, it's a terrible movie. But, yeah.
Istanbul wrote, changing the picture for the Gru should be no tribble at all.
Oh! Why are you changing the picture for the group?
I'm not changing the picture for the group.
Well, good.
I'm just saying. It has always bugged me that people have not seen it as Eyes in Darkness.
I was interested to read. Have you been following that thread of misinterpreted game art?
God, I fucking hate the way that that is spelled in the thread title, and it drives me away from the thread.
There are some entertaining ones.
No, yeah, I'm sure that there are. The whole rat head balloon was a weird thing for a long time.
I can definitely see why people might think the Mr. Accessory Jr. looks like a lion, but knowing that it's called the Mr. Accessory Jr., I just figured that's a bonnet and a pacifier.
Yeah.
If you squint just a tiny bit, the dot in the middle that makes the pacifier looks like it has, like it's bifurcated like a cat's mouth.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you would.
Because where's the nose? I guess the mouth is the nose? The handle on the pacifier?
Yeah, the handle on the pacifier is like the muzzle.
Yeah, okay. The golden Mr. Accessory just looks like a flashing Mr. Accessory. Of the Hill People says, "Hey, Jack, every time you talk about the KOL economy, is there a way you could talk with a Bush accent? It's almost a lateral move with the current economy, if you think about it." I don't think I can do a Bush accent.
You know, I had a dream that we were hanging out in Phoenix, and you were crying, kind of, like, tearing up, and telling me that the meat market had crashed in a parallel to the U.S. economy, and you were saying that for some reason meant that the game was just doomed and that everybody was going to have to go find other jobs.
Huh.
You're just like, you know, if meat's not worth anything, then nobody's going to donate for meat, and so the game's just done. And you were really sad about it, and I was really sad about it.
I feel like I would be pretty sad if that happened.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, man.
The ferret doesn't have a name. There's not a corollary joke there. It's just that the ferret actually commits suicide because it can't stand the way hippies smell.
Right. Let's see. Jubwub says, "You should have a trophy that can only be obtained by topping the last person who bought the trophy. So somebody could eat 10 fettuccine and canoes and get the trophy, but then somebody else would have to eat 11 fettuccine and canoes to get the trophy. Seems like it could be a good and less wine-inducing meat sink." I don't think that would sink meat, really. What would be funny is if there was a trophy that just cost increasing amounts of meat. Spellwilder says, "A big clover sin is needed. That will fix the problem." I don't know what problem you're talking about. I think you mean sink, but it's funnier to try and imagine a clover sin. Like, wow, that's a nice collection of clovers you've got there. I'm really envious of that.
I'd like to have sex with that collection of clovers you have.
See, how did
I
know?
I'm too lazy. And I don't. Okay, I can't really hide my genitals because I'm too fat from eating too much.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Continue.
And that makes me mad.
And the rest.
Vain.
And the professor and Marianne. I don't know.
Oatgen says, "Did that rap song during the break sample Down on the Corner by CCR?" Yeah, I believe so. It was the Kickin' Flavor by the Funk Junkies. That song is not even good, and I don't know why I always play it and listen to it.
Well, you had me at By the Funk Junkies. I figured that couldn't be any good.
You don't like the Funk Junkies?
I haven't heard a good song from them. I'm sure that I would enjoy hanging out with them. But not listening to them.
Bone says, "So the new WoW expansion came out. Has KOL seen a drop in players or player hours because of it?" I don't think so. I haven't noticed any fewer people logged on. I feel like, in general, the people who are into World of Warcraft and play KOL probably play KOL at work.
Yeah.
Where they cannot play World of Warcraft. So. Pantsless says, "Wow, asspipe.asymmetric.net also has some awesome pictures of you, Jick." Yeah, I forgot that I dropped the... I replaced the porn with a funny joke. And,
yeah.
And and I forgot that those yearbook pictures were in there when I mentioned it. But yeah, that was what I looked like in high school, kids. So, no matter how much of a dork you are, boy in high school, someday you'll grow up to be like me. Which, you know, you'll still be a dork, but you'll have money and get laid.
And soon, but soon, you'll need a man.
Yeah. Soon, but soon.
But soon.
Alibit 15 says, is there a reason SewerWatt has a use option? Because it's funny. Driffin the Drunken Gale says, random hippie and frat names, plus, plus, plus. Yeah, I think we can pull that off. Then El Accordionacci says, for the frat boy names, consult the Preppy Handbook. And then links to Amazon. I'm not going to buy a book about preppy names just to do research. I don't. The only book that I've ever bought specifically for KLL research was I had to buy another copy of the John Hodgman book because I couldn't find mine.
Hmm.
And that makes me angry. His second book is really funny.
Huh.
More information than you require. The first one was kind of hit and miss, but everything in the second one is written a lot more like a funny website. You know, the pieces tend to be a little longer and less random and more kind of, you know, I don't know that they're less random, but they're more consistently and involvedly random.
The way that his guest blogger stint on Boing Boing went left me not wanting to read anything that he wrote.
Yeah,
I have to try that again.
I didn't really care for it either. But
I just don't like that. For some reason, the Penny Arcade style of writing with kind of italics for sardonic emphasis doesn't bother me at all. But when people use capital letters for the same reason, it just bugs the shit out of me. I can't stand it when they do it. And like I frequently turn off lounge chat and forget to turn it back on because people come in and start doing that.
See, I feel like it's when Hodgman does it, it's more a like things randomly being capitalized in like documents from the late 1800s, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was
like
annoying.
Capitalizing the whole word when the first letter of it would be capitalized normally or whatever. You know, just trying to draw attention to it. I don't see it as an emphasis thing so much as like a just bizarre anachronistic style thing. I don't know. I can see how if that bothered you, it would be very difficult for you to read a lot of his stuff. But, you know, when you're out here, I can hand you the book and you can flip through it and see if you see anything funny. Because I didn't just read it from cover to cover like I did with the first one, but mostly because I've been pooping at the office a lot lately. That was a book that I just got through when I was pooping. And I don't tend to read a lot when I'm pooping at the office. You know, I may flip through a Dungeon or Dragon magazine, but I'm rapidly going to run out of those because they stopped publishing it. Now how am I supposed to poop at the office? Wizards of the fucking Coast?
You should renew your IGN... Not IGN. What the hell magazine was it that used to be in the... I don't know.
Oh, Game Informer?
Game Informer, yeah.
I got that for free, and I just let it expire. I don't really like that magazine at all.
I would always flip through it and flip to the reviews and remember that I don't really play video games. And
right, yeah. Yo-Yo God is eerily prescient. Madeline says, any plans on re-implementing the beat? No. Lork says, some of the recent content, underwater content, dragon sticker, is suspiciously well drawn. Is KOL doomed if Jake accidentally develops artistic sensibilities? I don't think so.
I would argue that you've always had artistic sensibilities.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, I look at some of the old stuff and I think, wow, I'd like to redraw that. Like, some of the stuff that, like, the line thickness is way off and stuff, you know, just, like, random crap that I scanned that I had drawn not for KOL, but, like, stuff that I had drawn, you know, years or months or years earlier and then scanned and put in, which there is some of that. No. Like, the sword, like, the Bugfinder blade was an icon that I drew for Crack Rocks, the Barbarian, like, a long, long time ago. You know, and for item images, it's not such a big deal, but, like, some of the Knob Goblins that just were drawn, you know, at a quarter the size that I would draw a monster now, and then just scanned and put in, like, that kind of bugs me. I tend to draw animals kind of cartoony, and I guess I've gotten better at that. And I still think the old white snake was awesome.
I do, too. That change actually made me sad.
Really?
I mean, I know you
I really like the new ones,
but... Well, I mean, the new one's cute, but the old one was extreme.
Yeah, I should get a tattoo of the old white snake. That should totally be the tattoo that I get. You have a tattoo. I want to be cool like you.
I think I'm going to... Well, I don't know. Either the next tattoo that I get will be the skullhead avatar that guy did for me, and I really should remember who that guy is before I get it, or if it's after the baby's born, my next tattoo will be the baby's footprint.
Huh. The footprint, huh?
Well, they put the footprint on the birth certificate, you know? Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be kind of cool. Although if the baby is born with big feet, I'm enough of a wuss that I would have them scale it down a little bit.
Where would you get it?
Probably on the bottom of my foot.
That'd be funny. See, if I got a tattoo on the bottom of my foot, nobody would ever see it because my feet are always so filthy.
Right.
Because I walk around barefoot like a damn dirty hippie. Lork also wrote, I really like things like the raffle prizes, ultra rares, old event drops, and other things I'll likely never see. Just knowing they're out there makes the game feel more alive. Love the sound of a frat/hippie name generator. That would be fantastic. You know, I agree. Like, I like in games that I play knowing that there are things that are probably realistically out of my reach, but you know, knowing that they're there makes me feel like, oh, you know, if that's an item that has value in this world, then these other items that I have must also have value, you know. And my wife asked me if I remember. So there's this commercial that I often cite. It was a surprisingly funny and effective commercial. I think it was a commercial for Rogaine, and it was this guy like with a towel around his waist combing his hair in front of a mirror, and the narrator says, "If you lose your hair, will she still feel the same way?" And he says, "Of course she will. She'll just feel it about somebody else." Right? And that's funny. Right? That's a funny joke. And my wife has just said the same thing about me getting a white snake tattoo.
Ah, I see.
I still think that would be an awesome tattoo.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be about the band White Snake.
No,
of
course not.
It'd be a celebration of your own art.
But the thing is, she hated that artwork. It was her making fun of it that made me redraw it. That's right.
I thought it was Yoko.
I hope you're happy.
I thought it had a certain style to it, and that I like the cartoonish look that you've brought to other animals in the game, but I felt that the white snake wasn't a good candidate for that.
Right.
I liked that it was an S and a more different S.
Right. Shamrogor says, collector's edition of KOL, you could include a behind-the-scenes DVD or something.
We actually have a behind-the-scenes DVD.
That's true. It's supposedly a copy of that is on its way to me.
Yeah, and I asked him to send a copy on its way to me too.
Oh, good.
I'm just a little sad.
We'll have to figure out what we're doing about the DVD production.
I wish it were twice as long.
Yeah, but I'm glad that they looked at that material and thought, well, I can't really make a good hour long documentary, so I'm not going to make an hour long documentary. You know?
Yeah.
Hot Stuff already did some research and found places to get the DVDs pressed. Although, I think it's going to end up being pretty expensive. I don't feel like we need to print 500 of the documentaries.
Right.
And that tends to be the price point for them being reasonable. I think that 500 is way too fucking many. Even though I will send 5 copies to my mother, you know.
Right.
I mean, maybe if we each took 200 copies to give to our loved ones.
Right. I don't have 200 loved ones or 50 loved ones that would want four copies.
Yeah.
I could give one to each of my friends on Facebook. But that's I don't know who a lot of them are. Because I feel guilty when people ask me to make them a friend. So even if they're some random Kingdom of Loathing player, I go ahead and add them.
Right.
Plus, I like feeling like I have friends.
Yeah. Schamberger also says, if you think about the humans, if you think about it, the humans were evil as they put the orcs into concentration camps in Warcraft 1, They put them into internment camps, which are slightly different than concentration camps.
And it's really hard to apply that kind of ethical matrix to fantasy like that, because in the real world, there aren't people who are evil just because of the race they are, except for the Jews.
Right.
But in a fantasy world, like, every single orc is just fucking evil. You see,
that's the thing about, because we were talking about playing good characters versus playing evil characters, and it was pointed out to me that I play a horde orc character as my main character in World of Warcraft, and what they do there is that the horde side is not really any worse ethically than the alliance side, right? Like, the orcs were evil, but have sort of shed the corruption of the necromancer that polluted their race for so long by being Jewish, having sex with them. And, you know, like, the humans in World of Warcraft are sort of more questionable ethically than most of the other races, which is, you know, it's they've done a very good job of making everybody sympathetic. Except for the undead, they just want to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I can sympathize. And the blood elves are all, like, addicted to power. So they're like these crazy violent junkies. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think a collector's edition of KOL makes any goddamn sense. Snave wrote, put directions on how to use funkslinging in fine print on the skill description or have the NPC tell you on purchase. How the heck do people figure that one out the first time? Well, I think that the way most people figure it out is by noticing that there are now two item drop-downs. Since the introduction of the combat action bar, you basically have to read the instructions for the combat action bar if you want to know how to do that, and I feel like that's a reasonable expectation. You know, it was put in with documentation, so maybe it wasn't. There was at least a forum post. Doomlout says, is there any way the scepter could have four settings so you can choose which color you want to use? I don't know about that. I kind of like the randomness of the scepter. He says, what's your favorite joke in the game? I never know what my favorite joke in the game is.
I think I'm going to continue to espouse the first joke that I remember making me lol in the game. Which is, this is a skull bat. It's a bat with a skull for a body. Most bats have skulls in addition to their bodies, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why you think that's so funny.
I don't either.
Maybe this is just stupid.
That and Riff's cupcake jokes. Hey, is it stupider to laugh at a joke or stupider to write a joke that a stupid person laughs at?
Oh, I don't know who's the bigger fool. The fool or the fool that laughs at him? No, that's a good question. You've really given me my comeuppance. You've fed me some humble pie with crow in it. Poon says, please can you do for reading us for losers what you did for the hobo market et al. See? Inch mile, inch mile, inch mile. TT Boyard also asking about the ganger bandana on the hat rack, which is dumb. To Rattlesnake says, the giant in Ronin on player profiles is ugly. You should change it to just Ronin. I fail to see how that's significantly different in terms of its ugliness.
I think we'll change it to, they see me Ronin, they hatin.
Right. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. Just saw my first Scratch and Sniff Rock Band sticker. Got the ass knives right off the bat. Next up, the douche kazoos. Nice. The ass knives was one of the first ones I got. It was very satisfying. Spastic Dancer says, go back to Falayala Ralfali, Jick, until you learn to pronounce Eralu Lalile correctly. Hot Stuff says Eralu Lalile, which I think sounds gay. Of course, that's because everything that Hot Stuff says sounds gay. I'm saying Eralu Lalile. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, what the hell are you talking about?
It's a race in Star Control 2.
Ah.
And the planet that they live on. XYM says, I feel like you and Riff would need pneumatic/speech tubes, as funny as your idea was. So how did C.D. Moyer join the crew? Xenophobe left and left behind him a hole shaped like a programmer. And C.D. Moyer had done some good work for us in the past, and so we said, hey, how'd you like to do some contract work for us on a semi-permanent regular basis? And he was like, hey, that'd be great. And I was like, hey, sweet. And he was like, all right, hey, here's some work. And then I'm like, okay, sweet, here's some money. And it's like this great arrangement. He's like a prostitute. We just have this very straightforward arrangement where he does things for me and I give him money.
Hmm.
It's unambiguous, you know. I don't have to pretend that he likes me. You know, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
Badgerous writes, so I went to asspipe.asymmetric, and I have a question. Jake, did you get beat up a lot in high school? Seriously, I don't think I've ever seen a neck that small. At least Scully looked like a normal dude. Oh well, at least you look better these days. But shit, man, I don't think I've ever been that small. Sorry, man.
Yeah, I wasn't small. You were tall.
I was tall.
You were white.
But I still probably only weighed like 100 pounds.
Jesus.
No, I know.
You can take flight like a delicate bird.
I know. I've like doubled in weight since I aging from 18 to, or from, you know, say 16 to 30. I doubled in weight as I doubled in age, I guess.
Wow, that doesn't keep up.
Yeah, no. I mean, you can kind of see, like, in my senior picture, my neck is a little thicker. No, I guess in my junior picture, my neck is a little thicker. In my senior picture, I'm too busy looking like a fucking girl because my goddamn mom had to comb my hair for me. Like, don't. You're going to make me look retarded. Just leave it the way that it is. She was like, no. I want a senior picture of you that looks nice. I'm like, well.
You do kind of look like a lesbian in your junior picture. Your senior picture.
Yeah, I know.
That's, I look like a total douchebag in my senior picture, though.
You don't really look that bad. I mean, you look happy.
No, that's the junior picture that's on Asspipe. The senior picture has the like hair slicked back and sticking out, and the weird like feathers in the back, which I didn't do on purpose. That's just what happened to my hair when I slicked it back.
Yeah, the whole thing with picture day is that like anytime I tried to do anything with my appearance, it just ended in tears.
Well, see, what happened was I rolled up to the senior picture taker thing. And I said, let's take a couple of pictures with my hair slicked back, and then it'll be dry, and then it can be like it normally looks. Like, oh, okay. So they took a bunch of pictures of my weird, douchey haircut, and then they were like, you look fine. There's no need to take any more pictures. And I said, really, I'd be comfortable if you would take a couple of more pictures of me with my hair not looking ridiculous. And they refused. So
that's great.
You can see what my hair was supposed to look like if you go to my old Fortune Cities website and look at the picture of me with the lipstick on. That's the hair that I intended to have.
Right.
I really wish that I could wipe this site from the internet, but I can't.
That's fucked up that you just can't get rid of that.
Without giving those people money.
That's a weird website.
God damned.
It's got all the little, like, what do you call those? Super deformed,
Oh, yeah, the chibi Sandman, yeah.
I need to start reading those. I bought ostensibly for my wife, but really because I wanted to borrow them from her immediately. Yeah, Sandman collection.
Tell me you didn't buy the Ultimate Collection or I'm coming to your house to steal them.
No, I did. I asked you if it was worth buying, and you were like, yes. I'm like, okay.
What I meant was they were worth buying for me.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I've got my set.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you already
half
have?
Of them are...
What I like is that they're bigger. They're apparently, mm-hmm. They've been printed larger.
The only thing I would really like about them is they recolored, or they re-inked and colored the first book. And that did have some pretty terrible inking and coloring, but I think the new printing of the regular trades have that too, so. That was one of the books that got all moldy when the water came in the basement, so when I replace it, there you go.
I have found, though, that the big tomes like that make it so I basically never read anything. Like, I got my mom got me the big Farside collection for Christmas, like, 4 years ago, and it is so cumbersome that I just haven't, I don't tend to pull it out and read it.
That's true. You know, I haven't read any of the Calvin and Hobbes, really, since the day I got it, I think. Oh, wow.
It's nice when people do stuff that's good and then stop, because then you can have it all in one form. Yeah. I'm still just sort of pissed that there's no, like, I mean, I guess maybe for the 10th anniversary or whatever they'll do it, I'm pissed that there's no, like, nice Lord of the Rings collector's set. Because I never bought any of the DVDs, because I'm like, no, I'm going to wait till they all come out, and they'll have some, you know, because they were doing the weird special editions with the, like, the bookends with the guy, those statues and stuff, and I'm like, oh, those are cool. I can't wait to see what they do when the whole set comes out. I bet there's going to be something super awesome. But no, all there is this kind of minimalist, like, little box.
Right. Yeah, that is kind of weird. Okay, so every site that's a Fortune City site that I link to is still up. So Justin Presnell and Mike Schmidt's websites, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're just entertained by Mike's. You're definitely going to want to view this site in 600 by 800 resolution. Oh, yeah.
600 by 800. You're going to have to turn your monitor on its side, man.
Yep. And the website it links to for you is still up. And I noticed that we have our first update in 5 years on asymmetric.net.
Yeah, no. I put the Twitter feed on there.
That's excellent. I'll have to use the Twitter feed more.
Yeah. So will I. I've gotten kind of out of the habit. I was only twatting a couple times a week. I don't think that's actually true, but Hot Stuff picks up the slack.
Yeah, and boy does he.
Only all of his are about things that he's doing that aren't related to our work at all.
I think having sex with dudes and...
Oh, that's related to work.
Sitting back with a glass of Chilean wine after dude sex.
Yeah. I can't think what possessed him to, like, tell the world, oh, yeah, there's this particular kind of wine that I like. You know, if it was beer, it'd be fine. But. All right, it was Zirai. He wrote, it is the thimerosal used as a preservative in vaccines that is seen as causing autisms, with many symptoms being similar to heavy metal poisoning. Many researchers have seen this as a potential causative factor for the disorder. Unfortunately, it is not a fringe belief. The thing is, many researchers have seen this as a potential causative factor. Then they did some experiments, and then they found that there was absolutely no measurable correlation between the two things. So... No, it is still bullshit. Get your goddamn kids vaccinated so that they don't die of polio.
That was one of the... Somebody in chat was talking about how they were going to vote for this third-party candidate in the election, and they linked to their website, and one of their things, like, it was one of those, like, America for Americans people, you know, don't let the New World Order take your guns and rape your daughters kind of thing. But, like, one of the things that he was railing against was smallpox vaccinations. Like, under my presidency, your children will never be forced to submit to a smallpox vaccination. It's like, huh, I didn't realize that was such a touchstone, like a wingnut touchstone.
And under my successor's presidency,
Everybody gets blanked.
Your vote will count a lot more because half of the country will be dead of smallpox.
Right. Oh,
if you could figure out a way to breed a strain of smallpox that only killed minorities, then I would be in favor of that. But I don't think anybody can do that.
Or douchebags.
Okay. Yeah.
Vaginal blood fart says thimerosal was taken out of vaccines 10 years ago, and autism rates remained unchanged.
Yeah. I mean, there were definitely studies of rates in specific populations before and after it was taken out. I mean, they've taken it out because it's not good for you, right? I mean, it does build up and cause problems if you get a lot of it in you, and they don't really need it anymore. They figured out ways to, like,
store vaccines that no longer require that preservative in them. So, you know, it's, I mean, you and I probably got a good healthy dose.
Yeah, we're not autistic.
Yeah.
Jick has Asperger's, but this ain't a barbecue.
Asperger's.
Grass-fed Asperger's?
Yes. I'm gonna go home tonight and eat some grass-fed hot dogs. Rather some beef frankfurters.
How do you feed grass to a hot dog?
Yeah, I don't know, man. You stuff grass up a cow's ass.
Rub it gently on the anus and lips.
This is a good show for out-of-context quotes. Noah M. says, so how far into next year will the new clan dungeon be? Q3? I don't know. I doubt if it would take that long. I mean, if my plan goes according to my itself, you know, we'll be doing minor updates on a weekly or semi-weekly basis and spending the bulk of our downtime from that working on a clan dungeon or whatever. I mean, it also depends on how far we get with PvP by the end of the year, because that's taken up a lot of time on the back end now, and it's time that is not going to pay off in actual new content for the players for some time, you know, which is kind of the story of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's been interesting. We've had a lot of... we're having a lot of balance back and forth. Like Hot Stuff and I standing on either end of a teeter-totter arguing about the way things should work.
And with every thrust of your hips, you get off balance just a little bit and rock back and forth?
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I imagine you and Hot Stuff talking about anything, I imagine that you're having gay sex, which probably says more about me than it does about you or Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should get off the radio and let I Speculum on the radio.
Speaking of gay sex.
Yeah. Good night, kids.
See you Thursday.